Welcome to Real Paranormal Activity, the network. Entertainment you'll enjoy.
You are listening to an RPA production, where people gather. LaFosse Corporation, LLC.
Having that experience with the other side, with the spiritual, is something that I think about all the time. Before I was 15, I never really encountered anything like that. And it does change you immensely. It informs a lot of my choices because they're out there. So my father was an educator. He was at first moved our whole family up and became the principal of this high school in the 70s. We had moved out of the city and he buys this big, beautiful mansion that he called the Manse in upstate New York. It was a great structure. When you get into a house like that and you've been used to living in New York City, sharing bedrooms with your siblings, it's nice that you actually can get a room. And I chose a room on the older side of the house. And had a nice window, and it was nice. It was something that was my own, so I was thrilled about it. Well, across from the bedroom, there was this wall. It was all in very patterned wallpaper. It looked like it was solid, but at the same time, you could tell that there was some give in it. And there was a seam along the way, and it was this hidden door. And so my brother and I, being curious kids, we find a way to get it open. And look inside, and there's this space that's old and dusty and dark and dank. There's some straw in the corner. And there's a boot. I'll never forget this boot we found in there. It was, you know, old. It was very strange and mysterious. So at dinner that night, I asked my dad, "What's the story with this? Was the room up here?" And first of all, it was on a great time. He was inundated with all this. Work. He was trying to run a high school. He was an educator. He was going to do his doctorate. So he had all these things going on in his head at the time and didn't pay me a lot of attention. One night, I guess the middle of the night, I hear something, not loud, but discernible. It was a pacing back and forth. I thought, first, is that my dad checking up on us? But I just listened. Okay. He's walking back and forth. You could actually hear it get closer and hear it dissipate. Hallway had a carpet down the middle, but you could hear the feet going back and forth. I had no idea what was going on. So I get up. And there's this boy, 7 years old. It's giving me chills right now. And I just made eye contact with him. It was like we had an eye lock. We're having this moment. He goes right through the wall into the hidden door. And then it was a very bizarre moment. And as I caught my breath and just calmed myself down, I thought, am I losing it? And then went to bed and listened. And hearing nothing, I went to sleep. I talked to my brother about it in the morning, and he said he never heard anything. So now it's probably 2 to 3 weeks later. Come home from a basketball game. I was a JV player. I had a pretty good game. I was feeling that high. No one is up. You know, it's 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. Go upstairs. Turn around the corner. This time there were two people there. It was a black man and the same little boy. I'm assuming the man is his father. We look at each other, we lock eyes, and the look he gave me, it was like, we're here, and he pushed the boy through the wall. And then they were both gone. It was a crazy experience. I talked to my father about it in the morning, and he said this house was part of the Underground Railroad. Right before the Civil War, slaves would escape from the South and come up through these routes to the North to freedom. And the slaves would stop at one of these houses and call it a station. And this room, this is one of the stations. They could be arrested and enslaved again if they were caught. And so I asked my father, I said, why are they here? Did they die in that house? Why are they out there? Why are they not moving on to another place? He didn't really have an answer for that, but it was my experience. It was my connection. And to this day, I think about that, and I think about that moment. I didn't live in that part of the house much longer. My sister graduated that spring and went off to college, and I got her room. So I moved to a different part of the house. And then we never saw them again.
Hi, this is Don.
And this is Lainey.
And we're Spectre Waves Paranormal, and we love listening to Aaron Hunter on Real Paranormal Activity Podcast. All
of this is Welcome. I'm Aaron Hunter, purveyor of paranormal stories, the occult, and the unexplained. Welcome to RPA. I hope you enjoy your stay.
Hey guys, Aaron here, and it is Monday, April 1st, 2024, episode 318. How's everyone out there around the world doing? And as always, glad to be back in hot seat. Yeah, no April Fools. I was thinking about it and thinking about it. I almost did it, but nah. I'm going to pass up on April Fools for this episode. I hope you guys are having fun. And we're not out of winter yet. We're still getting crazy weather over here. Yeah, it's going to be cold all this week. Yeah, maybe some snow. But yeah, you know, we're in spring. So we'll see what happens. And tomorrow, Tuesday, there will not be a new episode of Aaron's Horror Show. As I mentioned in an earlier episode that, you know, he's an author. He writes books. He's a published author. He has quite a few books out there. And a new fantasy series that he's writing is taking off. So he's busy. He'll be back. But yeah, he's finally being recognized. And he writes sci-fi, fantasy, a lot of comedy stuff. Paperback, affordable, on Kindle. Go to Amazon and just do a search for Aaron Fraile. His last name is spelled F-R-A-L-E. And check out his books. You know, do him a solid. You know, buy one. Give him a hand. Struggling author. And I guess his new series is being turned into an audiobook series. So that's good. Good for him. And this Wednesday, a new episode of Terry's Mysterious Moments will be out. Looks like he fixed his audio recording problem. And this Thursday, a new episode of Strange Reality. So don't miss out on that. And this Friday, as usual, two new entertaining short films will be released. So enjoy. And that is it. Yeah, things are still going smooth over here. The fires are still roaring. It's chilly. And we're going to do more listener stories yet again. And you guys know what that means. Oh, yeah. Come on. Say it with me. Say it with me. That's right, two. The story den. Follow me right this way. No pushing, no shoving. And the fires are blazing. You guys know the deal. Grab a beanbag over there in the corner. Find an empty spot on the floor. And as you guys are doing that, I'll get behind my desk here. And I printed off Britt's packet. Let's see what story she's picked out for us today. All right. Okay. Oh. We got a short one. We got a medium one. And we have a long one. All right. Let me take a sip of my green tea real quick. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So good when it hits the lips. All right. The first one. This one is by Believe, and it's titled, Running Up the Stairs. Okay, Believe, let's see what you got, man. I was 11 when this took place. I no longer live in that house and haven't experienced anything paranormal ever since. This story is about my sister Cass's dog, Lilo, who got hit by a car behind our house. Nothing strange had ever happened at that house until Lilo passed. I've had about two experiences there, apart from walking around upstairs and thuds, as if she was jumping off the bed onto the floor. Here's one of those experiences. Me, my mom, my other sister, Cam, and dog, Daisy, were all downstairs. I was on the couch with Daisy while Cam was at the table in the kitchen talking to my mom, who was cooking. We were all talking to each other when suddenly we heard running up the stairs. We went quiet and looked at each other until I asked if they heard running up the stairs too. We said, yeah. Well, we were pretty creeped out. My mom's first thought was that it was Cass coming home from work. She called out her name to see if it was her. I knew it couldn't have been her or anyone else since I was in the living room and would have seen or heard anyone come into the house. Nobody responded, so my mom walked into the living room and looked through the blinds to see if Cass's car was in the driveway. It wasn't. They suggested it was Daisy, until they saw she was on the couch asleep. Our next suggestion was Lilo. She was my first thought. We were in shock because we had never experienced anything like that before. To this day, we still don't know what it was. But I like to think it was Lilo. Love the new stuff on RPA. And that's from Believe. Thank you very much for sharing. I loved it. Yeah, I like these pet stories. We do get them. Some people don't believe in ghost pets. But I believe it's possible. And of course, you can always debunk, pet spirits because, well, you know, they're like a member of the family, right? They just didn't live as long as we would want them to. And, you know, so you might be grieving, you know, you're sad, you might be thinking of them constantly, especially when they first pass away, and, you know, could be a figment of your imagination. But in this case, like I always like, is there's other people that experience what you experience. In this case, your mom, right? You heard the running up the stairs. You asked, she says, yeah, I heard it too. So that's always a good sign. Yeah, Believe. And thank you again for sharing. Yeah, I like those stories. It's kind of like a feel-good story, you know? Pet's still hanging around for some reason. Don't know why. All right, what's next? What do we got?
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This one is by Dark Soul, and it's titled Dollar Shop Ghost. Okay, Dark Soul, let's see what you got, man. I work at a dollar store just down the street from me. It's been there for over 10 years, and it has been an okay first job. I get stuck with the night shifts a lot, but in these instances, it's been all right since most of the weird things that do happen are at that time. My coworker, who was with me on these occasions, also believes there is something lurking around in the store after closing hours as well. We've both seen shadows darting down aisles on the other side of the building. I would search around to make sure no one had hidden themselves in the store, and no one had. There's been random voices that will make my coworker stop mid-sentence to look around because she swore she heard it. We have a radio in the back room, but it's never turned up loud and the doors are always shut. Plus, we're at the front of the store when we hear these voices, so I don't believe it's that. Footsteps that sound like they're right behind us, but when we turn around, nothing is there. Okay, night number one. It was after closing and I'm mopping the floors on one side of the store. I look down the aisle directly in front of me and something catches in my peripheral vision. I look to my left and see a shadow, probably 5'8 to 6 feet tall, run by on the opposite side of the store. After it disappears behind an end cap, a sack of plastic cups falls from the same shelf like it was knocked over by someone. I go over to pick them up and look around. No one's there. I look at the shelf to try and find a reasonable explanation as to why it fell off like it did, and I was instantly weirded out. All the bags of cups were still neatly set in place, not thrown around haphazardly like I was expecting. The shelf was nice and level, so they wouldn't just slide out, and they were heavy enough to not get blown over. I had seen them before I started mopping, so none were on the edge. Something pushed it. Night number two. Once again, I was mopping after closing, and I'm standing in front of the doors to the restrooms. Both doors are open. One staying open by itself, and the other propped open by a wet floor sign. The back storage room's double doors are both already shut, and the office door at the front of the store is open because my coworker is in there doing her nightly management duties. So, I'm walking down an aisle when I hear, plain as day, the sound of a door slamming closed. I instantly put the mop down and go check the restroom doors. Both are still open, like I had them. I check the storage doors. Both are still shut. At first, I thought maybe my coworker had walked back there to put something up, but I go look towards the office room and she's still sitting at the desk. From the time I heard the sound to looking at the office would have not have given her enough time to go there and back. So it wasn't her. And we are the only two people there at night. Needless to say, I finished mopping in record time and got back up to the front. It's dark in the back because some of the lights shut off automatically after a certain time. It makes it even more spooky being alone. There's been more instances like this with objects falling for no valid reason. Half the time when these things happen, it's been after one of us has joked about there being a ghost. Maybe there is. And if it isn't one, then what could it be? And that's from Dark Souls. Dark Souls, thank you very much for sharing. Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, I used to work retail, when I was younger. One of my first jobs was, retail job. You guys know how it is. And yeah, I worked a lot of closing nights, big department stores, skeleton crew. Everyone else goes home. We're just stocking shelves in our own departments, right? You guys know what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's quiet. You're used to all the customers being in there. It's noisy, music's playing, but, closing time, all that goes away. Yeah, I never seen anything, but yeah, I get it. But again, I always like these stories when there's, at least one other person that is experiencing what you're experiencing, so it gives these stories some validation. Yeah, it sounds like it's pretty harmless, right? You didn't mention anything else. Well, yeah, you did. You said the other instances, there have been more objects falling. Yeah, that would kind of piss me off if I have to pick up stuff off the floor, right? Put it back on the shelf. Other than that, yeah, it seems kind of harmless. Yeah, Dark Souls. Yeah, thank you for sharing. Yeah, I kind of miss those retail days. Less responsibility. All you gotta do is hang up clothes and stock shelves, right? And that's it. All right, what's next? What do we got? This one is by Lost, and is titled My Father's Visitor. Okay, Lost, let's see what you got, man. This happened to my dad, but I felt I had to share it. Just over a year ago, my dad went on a trip to Scotland. I can't remember the name of the place he visited, but it was a beautiful manor beside a loch. He had a room to himself, and everything was normal until the second night of his stay. He went to bed. Hours later, he awoke to a strange clicking noise. For a while, he lay there listening to it, like a double click, until it annoyed him enough that he switched on the lights and got out of bed. My dad checked everything, the doors to the hallway, the windows, the wardrobe doors. He then noticed that the clicking had stopped. He couldn't find anything that recreated the noise. For a minute longer, he stood in the middle of the room, waiting to see if the noise returned. It didn't. It's worth noting at this point that by now my dad was wide awake, having searched his room for a while for the culprit, and also that he hadn't felt anything supernatural. He returned to bed. He hadn't yet switched the lights off. The switches were beside his bed. Rolling over onto his side, he thought he'd go back to sleep. As soon as he rolled over, he felt someone behind him. He told me that it was an immediate feeling. As soon as he turned his back, all of his hairs stood on end, and he felt prickles all over his back like static electricity. He said that he just knew there was something standing behind him. Before he could react, he felt the bed tip down beneath someone's weight and an arm wrapped around him. At this point, I think I would have died of fright. My dad, however, punched the arm of whatever was cuddling him and told it to get off. He said that whatever it was immediately left him. He turned over, shocked beyond anything, but didn't see or feel anything afterwards. It was as if whatever had touched him had instantly vanished. I have quizzed him on this a few times. He didn't feel any cold spots, nor did the arm that wrapped around him feel cold. The arm felt solid, and when he punched it, which I can't help but laugh at, the thought of my dad punching a ghost, he said whatever he hit was solid, as if he'd punched someone else's arm. My dad doesn't scare easily, and up until this experience, he hadn't believed in spirits. He's had things happen to him before, but after he'd tell me the stories, I'd ask him, "So, do you believe in ghosts?" He'd always say, "No, of course I don't." This was different, though. This was so real to him, and my dad isn't a liar, and he doesn't get a kick out of scaring his daughter. He's commented before that he doesn't understand why I watch horror films and why I'd want to scare myself. After the experience, he considered going down to the reception and checking out. But as the night went on, he calmed down and had a word with himself. He said, "How could a fully grown adult man run downstairs in his underwear and leave the hotel because of a ghost?" So he stayed for the duration of his trip, and nothing else remotely supernatural happened to him. Side note, I picked my dad up in my car from the train station after his trip. Once we got home, we sat down with cups of tea, and he recounted this experience for the first time. It terrified me, more so because I could feel how on edge my dad still was, days after the event. When I drove my car later that night, I hadn't reached far from home when the seatbelt light in my car started blinking and the alarm sounded. It meant someone was in my car not wearing a seatbelt. I checked my seatbelt as I drove and it was clicked fully in place. The light was still on, the alarm still warning me. Confused and a little freaked out, I pulled over and switched on the interior lights. I checked all the empty seats, none of which had bags or anything on them, triggering weight sensors. All seatbelts were firmly in place. Telling myself it was an error of the car, I continued on my journey. The seatbelt light switched off and the alarm stopped. My car didn't malfunction like this before or after this one time. I joked to my dad that he'd brought something back with him. Nothing supernatural has happened to him since. Thanks for reading. And man, that's from Lost Lost. Thank you very much for sharing. I loved it. Yeah, I need to go to Scotland. That's on my bucket list. Yeah, I think Scotland's a great country. But yeah, getting back to the story, I don't know what I would have done if I felt something in the bed with me. I think I would have ran out to the reception in my underwear and get the hell out of there. That's what I would have done. Yeah, that's basically the limit for me. But yeah, I think it's pretty cool that your dad stayed and nothing else ever happened since then, or for the rest of his stay there. And he, all he had to say was, get off. And it left. And that was it. Yeah, I don't know what to make of it. Obviously, it wasn't malicious or anything. So, yeah, just something hanging around there, perhaps. Who knows? Yeah, Loss, thank you very much for sharing. Yeah, that's a good story. Yeah, Scotland. Man, yeah, I need to go to Scotland. One of these days. But that is it. That's it for the stories, guys. And as always, we're flattered that you come here to the RPA Network, and hopefully you're enjoying yourselves and finding at least something you like, right? Videos, the Friday short films, the other podcasts. Yeah, it's a good time. And for you new guys out there who have discovered a network or have been hanging around for a few weeks or so, if you have your own experience you'd like to share, just send it to Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, at realparanormalactivity.com, and I'll read it off on a future episode. And don't forget, we built an app for you guys. So just go to your app store, do a search for Real Paranormal Activity /the network, and download it for free. Fully functional, stream anytime, anywhere. And with that, I am calling it. This show has been produced by myself and Britt, and also made possible by LaFosse Corporation, the man. We love you guys. Oh, yeah, we do. As always, thank you, and good night.